It's been a tumultuous day in federal politics, with Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull announcing further changes to his National Energy Guarantee. Concerns about emissions have been placed in the background, with the policy now focusing more on lowering power prices. The shift has sparked debate about his leadership and his ability to provide any stability for his party or for the nation. Viktor Petrovich has more.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has today capitulated on key measures in his National Energy Guarantee. Despite the policy passing the coalition party room last Tuesday and gaining the approval of the states the week before, Mr. Turnbull has conceded ground in fear of people like Tony Abbott crossing the floor of the parliament on the issue. Backbenchers like Abbott are
just interested in trying to ensure that Australians have the lowest possible power prices and that people's jobs are safe. That's what I'm interested in, and what that means is that we stop running a power system to reduce emissions. That's the madness at the heart of all of our problems.
As these backbenchers have desired, Mr. Turnbull has taken these concerns and attempted to shift the focus of his policy from emissions reduction and energy investment to a conversation about power prices. I asked lecturer in politics at Monash University, Zahreh Ghazarian, what these changes will mean for the policy.
The targets that the policy wanted to achieve last week was that they wanted to have a 26% reduction in overall emissions based on 2005 levels. So it was a quite concrete and clear plan. But what we have today, of course, is that target disappearing. And the emphasis is very much now on that hot topic issue that people seem to be talking about a lot, and that is, of course, cost of living. And so for the government, the idea is now not so much to be concerned about emissions and pollution. Rather, the focus is very much now on reducing the cost of living and those sorts of pressures on voters, thinking that voters will reward them at the next election.
This whole change in the National Energy Guarantee has been framed as a question of Malcolm Turnbull's leadership, that he can't even pass something through his own party room, or he can't get unity within his own party. Do you think that the Prime Minister has rolled over on his most significant policy position just to placate a small group of backbench MPs?
I think the signs are there very much that that's exactly the case. But having said that, we need to remember the long and bloody history of climate change politics in Australia. And we should remember that it was climate change policy that got Mr. Turnbull out of the leadership, the Liberal Party leadership in 2009. It was at the core of Kevin Rudd's destruction in 2010. It was one of the reasons why Gillard's prime ministership suffered backlash when, as Prime Minister, Gillard introduced the so-called carbon tax. It was one of the reasons why, of course, Mr. Abbott became popular. And it's an issue that has just caused such mayhem because it appears that the parties and leaders of the major parties in Australia are just unable to reconcile the competing demands. On the one hand, to reduce emissions, to reduce pollution, and on the other, to ensure that there is an abundant supply to keep the hospitals, to keep the factories, to keep the schools ticking over, and as well as allowing consumers to use energy and electricity at a cost-effective rate. So this is what is known as a wicked problem. It seems to be unsolvable by the current Australian political system.
And following all of these developments, there's been many unnamed Liberal backbenchers in the media talking about leadership, and also in the News Corp papers it's been reported that Tony Abbott told a group of Tasmanian young Liberals that he looks forward to being part of a Dutton government. How likely do you think it is that Malcolm Turnbull will be the Prime Minister at the next election following this debate?
Well, we will really know in the next 48 hours, I think. MPs are back in Parliament this week. That's where they will have the opportunity to really mount a serious challenge if they believe they have the numbers. If Mr. Abbott and Mr. Dutton believe they have the numbers, this week will be the week. Mr. Turnbull appears to be a sitting duck at the moment. He's gone back on the National Energy Guarantee. It looks as though he's lost all power and credibility. This would be the time to strike.
This has sparked many in the Liberal Party into action, with conversations about Mr. Turnbull's leadership and the possibility of a spill led by Peter Dutton being held openly in the media and by some within the Liberal Party. This has forced senior government figureheads like Barnaby Joyce to respond.
Didn't agree with when Julia Gillard removed Kevin Rudd, and then when Kevin Rudd removed Julia Gillard, I didn't agree with Malcolm Turnbull removing Tony Abbott, and I'm not going to start supporting a removal of another Prime Minister.
Federal Member for New England, Barnaby Joyce, ending that report by Viktor Petrovich.